East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The Gauteng provincial government has hailed the breakthrough in investigations into the murder of DJ Warris. It says it sends a clear warning that violent crime won't go unpunished. Police arrested two suspects at a hostel in Soweto yesterday in connection with his shooting. The popular radio host from KZN, whose real name is Warwick Stock, was gunned down outside a building in the Johannesburg CBD last Tuesday. Police say three suspects opened fire on the 40-year-old while he was in his car. Warris died at the scene. Gauteng government spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga says DJ Warris's death must prompt a more coordinated and relentless effort to take down criminal networks in Gauteng.
We thank the police for their commitment, their focus and their hard work to track and trace the suspects who are alleged to have been involved in the killing of DJ Warris. Early indications are that Warris was killed for the work that he was doing in the city of Johannesburg. We still appeal to members of the public to make additional information available to the investigating team so that they're able to put together a very strong case to ensure that we secure a conviction and that those that are found guilty are sent to jail for a very long time.
Emergency teams will this morning continue the search for one of the men who was swept away during heavy rains in Amanzimtoti, south of Durban. The bodies of two men were recovered yesterday. It's after the car they were travelling in was washed away near Long Acres Drive on Sunday night. Severe thunderstorms caused widespread damage across parts of KZN, leaving a trail of destruction in areas of the Ugu district and Etegwini. KZN Cocktail says the vehicle was carrying five people when it was swept away by floodwaters on a low-lying bridge and was washed into a nearby river. The department says two of them managed to escape and certain rescue teams spent the day looking for the remaining three. The two victims, aged 25 and 40, were recovered from the river. Gareth Jameson, who's with ALS Paramedics, was on the scene alongside other rescue teams and explains how the search unfolded.
CPS headed the rescue operation. Rescuers into the water with a search and rescue police dog from Pietermaritzburg, and the policeman walked upstream first to where, from where the vehicle was found to where the incident had occurred at the low level bridge, and obviously checking the reeds in the water to see for any bodies that they could locate. And they walked all the way down the river. They made a breakthrough with the first body that was found quite some distance downstream. A short while later, the second body was found a little bit further down the river.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has amended a special investigating unit proclamation into South African Airways to include alleged maladministration and unlawful conduct from January 2022 to December this year. The SIU is investigating any unauthorized interests that board members, vendors, employees, officials or agents may have had with stakeholders, including contractors and investors. On the weather front back home, Western KZN is under a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms today. The storms may result in localized flooding and damage to infrastructure and settlements. We've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Kokstad today. Ladysmith, Richards Bay and Ulundi 32, Pietermaritzburg, Newcastle and Mooi River 31, Margate 30 and 28 for Underberg. Morning swells are reaching 2 metres at the Durban beach with sunset at 3 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.